ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning's verse is from the 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 7, the prayers of Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna. Gunadmanaste pigunan vimatam.
Gunadmanaste pigunan vimatam.
Itavatiyanasya kai shiresya Kalena jeva vimita sukalpe Bhupang shavake mihika jubasaha
Bhupang shavake mihika jubasaha
I would like to give you the context of this text. It's from the prayers of Lord Brahma to Lord Krishna and glorifies Krishna as the possessor of unlimited transcendental qualities.
Želio bih da vam objasnim kontekst koji je povezan s ovim stihom koji dolazi iz poglavlja molitve gospodina Brahme, gospodinu Krišni, u kojem se gospodin Krišna slavi kao onaj koji posjeduje neograničene transcendentalne osobine.
Please listen attentively, it is very beautiful.
Molim vas pažljivo slušajte, vrlo je lijepo.
In time learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth, all the particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars, and other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended unto the service of the earth for the benefit of all living entities.
Kroz vrijeme, učeni filozofi ili naučnici bi možda mogli biti u stanju da prebroje sve atome zemlje, čestice snijega ili možda čak i sjajne molekule koje emaniraju od sunca, zvijezda i drugih svjetlećih objekata. Ali među tim učenim ljudima, ko bi uopće mogao prebrojati neograničene transcendentalne osobine koje ti, svevišnja božanska osoba, posjeduješ, koji si sišao na površinu zemlje radi dobrobiti svih živih bića?
So Lord Brahma says, in theory, big philosophers might be able to one day count all the atoms of the earth, but it will be impossible to count all the qualities of Krishna.
Dakle, u teoriji gospodin Brahma kaže da će možda jedan dan biti moguće prebrojati sve atome zemlje, ali ko će uopšte biti u stanju prebrojati ili pobrojati sve transcendentalne osobine gospodina Krišne?
Perfect.
Smisao.
Srila Sanatana Goswami explains that Lord Krishna is Gunatma, the soul of all superior qualities, because he gives these qualities life.
Srila Sanatana Goswami objašnjava da je gospodin Krishna Guna Atma, duša svih superiornih osobina, pošto im on daje život.
For example, one may discuss in an abstract way such qualities as generosity, intelligence and mercy. But they come to life only when a living person shows these qualities.
Na primjer, osoba može na apstraktan način diskutovati o odlikama poput velikodušnosti, inteligencije i samilosti. Ali one zažive jedino kada živa osoba ih je u stanju pokazati.
Thus Lord Krishna is Gunatma because he descends to the material world and re-establishes religious principles by exhibiting all godly qualities himself and then inspiring them in others.
Prema tome, gospodin Krišna je guna atma, pošto on silazi u materijalni svijet i ponovno uspostavlja principe religije tako što pokazuje sve božanske osobine sam lično i potom ih inspirira u drugima.
A living entity who develops the transcendental qualities found in the Lord, listen to this, you can actually develop qualities, godly qualities. So a living entity who develops the transcendental qualities found in the Lord receives immeasurable benefit and eventually goes with the Lord back to his own abode where all living beings are liberated and fully endowed with the transcendental nature.
Živo biće koje razvije sve transcendentalne osobine, poslušajte ovo, jer ovdje kaže da vi možete razviti sve božanske osobine. Dakle, živo biće koje razvije sve božanske osobine koje pronalazimo u gospodinu prima nemjerljivu dobrobit i u konačnici odlazi sa gospodinom natrag u njegovo prebivalište gdje su sva živa bića oslobođena i potpuno uronjena u transcendentalnu prirodu.
Then Sanatana Goswami, I will paraphrase this, further explains that the reason why the Lord has so many qualities is simply because there are just so many living entities and each one is attracted to a particular quality which does not necessarily attract another living entity, and thus everyone can be attracted to Krishna.
Pokušat ću parafrazirati ono što Sanatana Goswami ovdje govori. Svako živo biće ima razne osobine koje ga privlače, ali toliko ih je mnogo prisutno u Krišni da možda neke osobine privlače neka živa bića koja nužno ne moraju privlačiti druga živa bića.
I sometimes like to think like this in relationship to our movement where there are different devotees who exhibit different qualities which are attractive to some but maybe not to others, but these others can be attracted also because there's another devotee who exhibits other qualities.
Pokušavam to posmatrati u kontekstu promišljanja o našem pokretu gdje postoje različiti bakte koji pokazuju različite osobine koje možda nekim drugima nisu privlačne, ali neke druge bakte također imaju neke druge osobine kojima su drugima privlačne i na taj način.
Na taj način. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Go Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I would like to discuss today one of Krishna's qualities which was mentioned yesterday by His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj in his highly inspiring class to us.
Želio bih da danas diskutiramo o jednoj osobini gospodina Krišne koju je jučer pomenuo u svome vrlo inspirirajućem predavanju njegova svetost Shivakadamba Knanasvami.
His class actually was about how we can practice Krishna consciousness with three different levels of inspiration.
Njegovo predavanje se ticalo toga kako možemo prakticirati svjesnost Krišne na tri različita nivoa inspiracije.
He showed us practically how we can overcome our own bad karma, which often throws us back into the material world and back to an ordinary life.
On nam je praktično pokazao kako možemo nadići našu lošu karmu koja nas može vraćati natrag u materijalni svijet, naš stari svijet.
And one of his points was that we have to allow ourselves to become attracted to Krishna. Remember, he gave that example of the Ganga, which just can take you, so your attraction to Krishna can also take you forward in your path.
I jedan od njegovih primjera je bio da trebamo da si dozvolimo da postanemo privučeni Krišnom. I možda se sjećate, naveo je primjer primjer Gange, kako se trebamo prepustiti toku Gange koji nas potom može lako nositi.
So today in this class we will hear about Krishna being a wonderful linguist.
Danas, tokom današnjeg predavanja, ćemo saznati o Krišni koji je bio prekrasni lingvista.
Art Buddha, he is Vividad Buddha Bhashavit. That he is so wonderful in knowing different bhashas, different languages.
On je tako divan i poznaje različite baše ili različite jezike.
I want to speak about this first of all to glorify Krishna and then to inspire you today to also become a wonderful linguist.
Želim danas prije svega da slavim Krišnu, a potom da također vas inspiriram da postanete prekrasni lingvisti.
A linguist is a communicator.
Lingvista je komunikator.
Today you will all go to Novi Sad, just next to the cathedral on the marketplace. You will sing and dance and spread Krishna consciousness or communicate Krishna consciousness to others.
Vi ćete svi danas otići u Novi Sad i pred katedralom ćete svi pjevati, plesati i širiti svjesnost Krišne drugim riječima, komunicirati svjesnost Krišne drugima.
So I thought to inspire you to become a wonderful communicator by hearing how Krishna communicates to all living entities, even the insects, what to speak of the serpents.
Stoga sam vas želio inspirirati da prekrasno komunicirate tako što ćete čuti kako je Krišna prekrasan komunikator koji može komunicirati čak i sa insektima, a šta da kažemo o Srbijancima.
You might say, well, Krishna is a good communicator, but I am what I am, an ordinary soul.
Vi možete možda misliti, pa dobro, Krišna možda jeste dobar komunikator, ali ja sam ono što jesam, ja sam obična duša.
But we learn from Srila Prabhupada that all the qualities of Krishna are also there in us, and when we uncover them, we can manifest them to minute or small proportion.
Ali mi smo naučili od Srila Prabhupada da sve osobine Krišne su također prisutne u nama i kada ih razotkrijemo i možemo ih pokazati onda u manjoj ili većoj mjeri.
There are certain things, qualities of Krishna like manifesting planets which most probably not all of you will be able to do.
Postoje određene osobine Krišne poput manifestiranja planeta koje najvjerovatnije neće svi među vama moći da učine.
But there are 50 qualities in all which you can also develop as a living entity to a minute proportion, and one of them is to be an expert communicator.
Ali postoji 50 osobina Krišne koju većina vas u manjoj mjeri može razviti i jedna od njih je da postanemo stručni komunikatori.
So that you think I'm not that you are convinced that you're not hearing some speculation here, I would like to read to you from a lecture of Srila Prabhupada about this point, how even the living entity can develop godly qualities.
Da ne biste pomislili kako sam ja jedan špekulator, sada evo ja ću vam pročitati iz jednog predavanja Šila Prabhupada gdje on govori kako živo biće može razviti sve božanske osobine.
Šila Prabhupada kaže: The more you become advanced in Krishna consciousness, all the good qualities that were covered by the cloud of Maya will come out.
Što više napredujemo u svjesnosti Krišne, sve dobre osobine koje su trenutno prekrivene oblakom Maje će se manifestirati.
Good qualities are already there in you.
Dobre osobine su već prisutne u vama.
But now these good qualities are covered.
Ali su te dobre osobine sada prekrivene.
Just like the fire which is covered by ashes.
Baš poput vatre koja je prekrivena pepelom.
So it does not act.
I tako onda ne djeluje.
And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain how we have to awaken ourselves like that fire which is smoldering in the ashes and which can be awakened by gently blowing on it, like, you know, like this.
Šta Prabhupada dalje navodi kako mi možemo da se razvijemo baš poput vatre koja je trenutno prekrivena pepelom pa je malo kao ugasla, ali ako je samo malo ispušemo, vatra ponovo može da bukne.
So let us now hear how Rupa Goswami defines a wonderful linguist.
Hajde sada da počujemo kako Rupa Goswami definira prekrasnog lingvistu.
He says that person who is skilled in Sanskrit and in the vernacular languages, this is the local languages of various countries, is said to be conversant in many wonderful languages.
On kaže, osoba koja je svestrana u sanskritu i u lokalnim jezicima se smatra učenom po pitanju jezika.
Now, during Krishna's appearance, Krishna would speak all these types of languages, and one old woman once observed him talking to different people in different ways.
Tokom vremena kada je Krishna bio prisutan, on je komunicirao na svim mogućim jezicima i jedna starija gospođa ga je jednom primijetila da je komunicirao sa pticama na različite načine.
And she said how wonderful it is that Krishna, who has conquered the hearts of the gopis, speaks in Brajavas to them.
Ona je rekla kako je prekrasno da Krishna, koji je zarobio srca gopija, priča na Brajavas jeziku njima, pticama.
In our ISKCON language we would say fout. He speaks in Sanskrit to the demigods.
Na našem ISKCON jeziku mi bismo se tako izrazili, on govori sanskrit bolu bogovima.
And he speaks in the language of the animals.
I govori na jeziku koji razumiju životinje.
He can even speak with the cows.
Čak može komunicirati s kravama.
We hear from Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur that he speaks like he gives commands to the cows, now go levo, go desno, drink water, but he does this in their language.
Čuli smo od Vishwana Chakravarti Thakura da on komunicira s njima na način da im kaže možete ići lijevo, desno, ali to čini na njihov način.
Now listen to this, he can even speak, says this old woman, and she's surprised. He can even speak to the buffaloes, you know. That's why is she surprised, because buffaloes are very dull people.
I poslušajte sad ovo, molim vas, on se čak pred ovom gospođom starijom obraća i bivolima. A bivoli, zašto je to toliko začuđujuće? Zato što su oni jako tupi.
And Krishna must have had some visitors from Kashmir, so the lady said, similarly in the language of the Kashmir province, Krishna speaks.
Pošto je Krishna očito vjerovatno imao neke posjetitelje iz Kašmira, ta gospođa objašnjava da je on pričao na jeziku koji je sličan jeziku koji se priča u Kašmiru.
And he speaks to the parrots?
I obraća se i papagajima,
and other birds,
i drugim pticama,
and in the most common languages,
i na najobičniji, koristeći najobičnije jezike.
And she just glorifies Krishna and says Krishna is so expressive.
I ona jednostavno slavi Krishnu i kaže Krishna je tako izražajan.
In German we would say ausdrucksstark, you know, this is a different,
tako bismo to rekli na njemačkom.
So these qualities can be developed, believe it or not, by the living entity.
I vjerovali ne, te osobine čak i živo biće može razviti.
And Prabhupada showed this when he once spoke to a disturbing little monkey.
I Prabhupada je to pokazao kada se jednom obratio jednom malom uznemirenom majmunu.
Yes, when Prabhupada was there with his American disciples in the Radha Damoda temple, there was one monkey which everyone started to call Hala Yudha, female monkey, who were always disturbed by, you know, by stealing chapatis from the kitchen or bananas or anything.
Kada je Šrila Prabhupada bio sa svojim učenicima iz Amerike u Radha Damodara hramu, uvijek ih je uznemiravao jedan majmun kojeg su zvali Hala Yudha, to je u stvari bila ženka, koja je uvijek iz kuhinje krala čapatije ili banane ili sve.
So once Yamuna Devi, our god sister, exalted devotee, who was cooking for Srila Prabhupada, came with the newly cooked items in his room. At least she wanted to do that. She didn't do it.
I jednom prilikom je Yamuna Devi, naša uzvišena god sister, imala nove posude s kojima je namjeravala da uđe u Srila Prabhupadove odaje, ali šta se desilo? Ali nije uspjela u tome, sad ćemo čuti što se desilo.
She stopped actually before the room because there was something which totally amazed her.
Stala je u stvari ispred vrata zbog nečega što ju je kompletno očaralo, zbunilo.
She could hear Prabhupada speaking in monkey language.
Što ju je kompletno zapanjilo. Čula je Prabhupada kako govori na jeziku majmuna.
She sneaked and just glimpsed into the room.
I prikrala se i samo bacila pogled u sobu.
There she saw Prabhupada addressing Hala Yudha, who was just there at the bars, and she, Hala Yudha, just like Yamuna Devi, couldn't believe the ears.
Tu je mogla vidjeti kako se Šila Prabhupada obraća Hala Yudhi, koja je bila iza rešetaka na prozoru i jednostavno nije mogla vjerovati svojim ušima.
Hala Yudha was going up. You know, like the monkeys do.
Hala Yudha se pomjerila kao što majmuni to inače rade.
But she was just staring at Prabhupada.
Ali Yamuna je jednostavno buljila u Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada spoke in this, it's called in English, I read this gibberish language. It's like the monkeys, you know.
I Prabhupada je govorio na neki način kao što je, mi zovemo, brbljanje, na način koji bi majmun možda mogao razumjeti.
Yamuna was looking at Prabhupada.
Yamuna je gledala u Prabhupada.
She couldn't understand a word.
Nije mogla niti jednu riječ razumjeti.
And Hala Yudha, the monkey, looked at Prabhupada because she could understand every word.
A Hala Yudha, monkey ili majmun, je gledala u Prabhupada pošto je mogla razumjeti svaku riječ.
Then Hala Yudha left and never returned.
Nakon toga se Hala Yudha udaljila i nikada više nije vratila.
Yamuna said, Prabhupada, did I just see you speaking to the monkey?
Nakon toga Yamuna rekla, Prabhupada, pa da li sam ja upravo vidjela da se ti obraćaš majmunu?
Yes, said Prabhupada, I told her to not disturb us any longer.
Da, rekao je Prabhupada, rekao sam joj da nas više ne uznemirava.
She understood, she will not come back.
I ona je to razumjela, više se neće vraćati.
She never came back. Hala Yudha understood.
Hala Yudha, ona se više nikada nije vratila.
This is a great soul. I should not disturb the great soul.
Razumjela je, ovo je velika duša i ja ne bih trebala uznemiravati veliku dušu.
Now, I don't know how Prabhupada communicated this to the monkey because monkeys don't understand very well and even if they understand, they are so disrespectful.
Ne znam kako je Prabhupada mogao iskomunicirati tu poruku majmunu, jer majmuni čak i ne čuju dobro, ali čak i kad bi čuli, toliko su slabi u odnosu prema drugima kad se govori o poštovanju.
But Srila Prabhupada knew how to communicate in that language because yes, this quality of Krishna of being a wonderful means adbhuta. Adbhuta means like astonishing, amazing linguist. That was manifested in him because he is a pure soul who has no coverings any longer.
Ali ta odlika Krišne koja se zove Adbhuta, ili zapanjujuća sposobnost komuniciranja se manifestirala u Šrila Prabhupadu, jer je on tako uzvišena duša.
There are different examples in Shastra where Krishna speaks to different people.
Postoje različiti primjeri u spisima gdje se Krishna obraća različitim ljudima.
For instance, when the four Kumaras come to Vaikuntha, the Lord addresses them.
Na primjer, kada su četvorica Kumara došli na Vaikuntu, Gospodin im se obratio.
There was a miscommunication going on first.
Došlo je do nekog nerazumijevanja prije svega.
The doorkeepers had thought that the Kumaras would disturb the Lord and had forgiven them forbade them entrance.
Stražari na vratima su mislili da će četvorica Kumara uznemiriti Gospodina i zbog toga su im zabranili ulazak.
And the Kumaras were very, very, very hurt because of this.
A Kumare su bile veoma, veoma, veoma povrijeđene zbog toga.
They are great personalities.
Oni su bili velike duše.
And they said, you don't belong in Vaikuntha. You don't understand. You are out of harmony here. You think that an enemy can come to Vaikuntha? You will only learn if you go back to the material world.
I onda su im se obratili, da su se četvorica Kumara obratili stražarima i rekli, vi zaista ne razumijete. Vi jednostavno niste u skladu sa ovim okruženjem. Da biste razumjeli o čemu je riječ, morat ćete se vratiti nazad u materijalni svijet da naučite lekciju.
So the Lord understood that his devotees had come, but were forbidden entrance and were totally hurt.
Dakle, Gospodin je razumio da su njegovi bakte došli i da im je uskraćen ulazak i da su bili u potpunosti povrijeđeni zbog toga.
Jiva Goswami says that the Lord was so anxious to solve the situation that he ran on foot to the seventh gate to clarify everything.
Jiva Goswami objašnjava da je Gospodin bio u tolikoj tjeskobi da razriši tu situaciju da je čak pješice otišao do sedme kapije da ih umiri.
He could have taken his carrier Garuda, who was just standing nearby.
Mogao je povesti svog nosača Garudu koji je upravo tu bio pored njega.
But he had no time to wait for his servant. He just ran.
Ali nije imao vremena da sačeka svog slugu, jednostavno je otrčao.
And he solved the situation and spoke to the Kumaras.
I umirio je situaciju i razgovarao sa Kumarama.
Now you must know that the Kumaras are the most intelligent jnanis, yogis. They really are, they have a tremendous ability to grasp things.
Sada morate razumjeti da su Kumare bili najinteligentniji jani ili jogi. Imali su nevjerovatnu sposobnost da shvate.
This was their first darshan.
Neke stvari. To je bio njihov prvi darshan.
And the Lord wanted to communicate to them according to the, you know, on a highly intellectual level.
I Gospodin je želio da komunicira s njima u skladu sa njihovim položajem na visoko intelektualnoj razini.
So that they could also become attracted to him.
Tako da bi i oni također mogli postati privučeni njime.
So it said here, the sages listened with wide open ears.
I ovdje rečeno, mudraci su slušali širom otvorenih ušiju.
And thought deeply about what the Lord said.
I duboko promišljali o onome što je Gospodin rekao.
But although hearing what the Lord said, they could not understand what he really intended to do.
Ali iako su slušali šta je Gospodin govorio, nisu zaista mogli razumjeti šta je bila njegova namjera.
Krishna impressed them.
Krishna ih je očarao.
You think you know something.
Ili impresionirao, rekao im je, vi mislite da znate nešto.
But listen to what I will explain to you.
Ali poslušajte što ću vam ja sada objasniti.
And you will have a long, long time to really understand. You will can ponder this.
A imat ćete mnogo, mnogo vremena da razumijete to.
The Kumaras at that time smelled the fragrance of the tulasi leaf which was on the Lord's lotus feet, and it was so sweet, that fragrance, that they became attracted for life.
Kumare su tom prilikom mogle omirisati miris tulasi lišća koje je bilo na gospodinovim lotosovim stopalima i kako su dahnuli, taj miris ih je držao čitavog njihovog života.
There are many examples how Krishna speaks to different types of living entity.
Postoje mnogi primjeri kako Krishna govori, kako se obraća različitim vrstama živih bića.
The question is, does he speak to you also?
Pitanje je, da li se obraća i vama također?
Have you heard Krishna speaking to you?
Jeste li čuli Krishnu kako vam govori?
Can he reach you or is it difficult to reach you?
Da li vas on može doseći ili je teško da vas dosegne?
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives us a hint to this important question.
U Bhagavad Giti Krishna daje savjet na ovo važno pitanje.
And now in CC, Prabhupada says, what is the use of religion when you can't speak to God and God speaks to you?
Prabhupada kaže, koja je svrha religije ako mi ne možemo komunicirati s Bogom i ako Bog ne može komunicirati s nama?
In other words, he encourages us, yes, we should all communicate with God.
Drugim riječima, on nas ohrabruje, da, mi bismo svi trebali komunicirati s Bogom.
This is how Krishna explains it.
I onda Krishna sada to objašnjava.
Tesham satata yoktanam bhajatam priti puvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam jenamam upajantite. He speaks about what is the qualification if you want God to talk to you.
On ovde govori o tome koju kvalifikaciju trebamo imati ukoliko želimo da nam Bog se obrati.
You must be devoted to him.
Moramo biti posvećeni njemu.
God doesn't talk to a nonsense, Prabhupada says.
Bog se ne obraća budalama, kao što Prabhupada kaže.
Here's the verse.
Evo stiha.
To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Onima koji su mi uvijek posvećeni sa ljubavlju i služe me s ljubavlju, dajem inteligenciju koja mogu doći meni.
In other words, Krishna appears and speaks to you in the heart.
Drugim riječima, Krishna se pojavljuje i obraća se vama u srcu.
In the heart you have a machine.
U srcu vi imate mašinu.
Like a radio receiver.
Kao što je onaj radio prijemnik.
And this, to this machine Krishna speaks, to your inner, the core of the heart.
I toj mašini Krishna govori, vašem unutrašnjem dubokom dijelu, centru srca.
But Prabhupada says this box is now in disrepair.
I Prabhupada kaže, ta mašina, ta kutija je sada nepopravljiva.
And the repairing process is Krishna consciousness.
Odnosno pokvarena je, a proces za njeno popravljanje je svjesnost Krishne.
You can prepare yourself in such a way that you can listen to God.
Možete se pripremiti na takav način da možete slušati Boga.
Yesterday in the morning class we learned about the sacred space a little bit.
U jučerašnjem jutarnjem predavanju smo malo naučili i o svetom prostoru.
That is called Dahara Akash in Sanskrit, the inner space.
To se zove Dahara Akash na sanskritu, dakle unutrašnji prostor.
It is here where all realization takes place.
To je mjesto gdje se sve spoznaje dešavaju.
I want to make it simple for you.
Želim vam to pojednostavniti.
We all know about different brain waves, delta, theta, gamma and the states of consciousness related to them.
Mi svi znamo za različite valove, možda ne valove kao što su delta, teta i gamma i različitu svjesnost koja je povezana s njima.
You know, in one when you are in, I don't know, in, when you are in gamma, you sleep. You're in sleeping state of consciousness.
Mislim, ali nisam siguran da kada ste u gama valovima da ste u spavljujućem stanju.
It means on different levels of consciousness you have access to different perceptions like dreams or other things.
Drugim riječima, kada ste na različitim moždanim valovima, imate različite percepcije poput snova.
When you are in your sacred space,
ali kada se nalazite u vašem svetom prostoru,
or to make it simple, on the level of Krishna consciousness,
ili da pojednostavimo, na nivou svjesnosti Krishne,
at that time God communicates to you.
E u tom trenutku Bog komunicira s vama.
Because he is also living in that space.
Jer on također živi u tom prostoru.
In the core of the heart.
U centru vašeg srca.
It is a science. Let us wait for Kadambakana Namaraj's books. He will most probably explain this in detail.
To je nauka. Hajde da sačekamo na knjige Kadambakana Namaharadža, on će sigurno to objasniti u detalje.
So the point here is communicate with God.
Poanta ovdje je komunicirajte sa Bogom.
This is important.
To je važno.
We need to be guided.
Mi trebamo biti vođeni.
We need to open us for that communication.
Mi se moramo otvoriti za tu komunikaciju.
Now some of you might still not have decided really. I really want to come to that level.
Ako možda neki od vas još uvijek nisu odlučili, da, ja zaista želim doći do te razine.
You might think, well, I'm still, you know, not sure if I should give 100% to Krishna consciousness. Some of you, because you're guests, you're new.
Možda neko od vas je možda i gost, neko je novi, može razmišljati, pa ja još uvijek nisam odlučio da dam 100% za svjesnost Krišne.
But I would like to convince you why you should come to the level where you communicate with the Lord.
Ali ja bih vas sada želio uvjeriti zašto biste trebali doći na razinu na kojoj komunicirate sa Gospodinom.
Arjuna gives four reasons why he is worshiping Krishna.
Arjuna je dao 4 razloga zašto on obožava Krišnu.
This is comes from the first part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, chapter 5. Text 69 to 70.
Ovo dolazi iz Brihad Bhagavatamrite iz petog
1569.
Iz prvog pjevanja Brihad Bhagavatamrite petog poglavlja stihovi od 69 do 70.
First reason, Krishna is unconditionally merciful.
Prvi razlog, Krishna je bezuvjetno samilostan.
He says this, if you give a little, Krishna is already prepared to respond to you.
On kaže ako mu samo malo damo, on je već spreman da nam uzvrati.
If you really turn to Krishna, who like praying here to the deities for instance, and you're really serious, Krishna will respond to you in the degree of how much sincere your prayer is.
Ali ako se zaista okrenemo Krishni, ako recimo uputimo molitve pred božanstvima, onda će nam Krišna uzvratiti u skladu sa onim intenzitetom naše molitve.
You will actually get directions from God in your heart, Slobodan.
Vi ćete u stvari, Slobodane, dobiti savjete iz vašeg srca na kako da djelujete.
It is possible.
To je moguće.
Because Krishna is unconditionally merciful, that means he doesn't put a condition.
Jer Krišna je bezuvjetno samilostan, znači on nikakve uvjete ne postavlja.
He just keeps an ordinary communication rule, you know, for communication there must be readiness or willingness to communicate.
On samo zahtjeva određena pravila, normalna pravila komunikacije, gdje za određenu komunikaciju treba postojati spremnost i naravno želja za time.
Like we were walking a few days ago at a monastery and I wanted to talk to one of these black brothers, these orthodox monks.
Kao što smo prije par dana šetali nekim manastirom, ja sam se želio obratiti nekima od ove braće u crnom, ovim pravoslavnim sveštenicima.
So Jaigor Jagannath, he said, can we ask you a question?
I Jaigor Jagannath je rekao jednom od njih, da li vas možemo upitati pitanje?
We wanted to ask them about their religious experience.
Mi smo ih željeli pitati o njihovom religioznom iskustvu.
But I guess, and I've seen this a few times in my attempts to communicate with them, they are informed from above to be afraid of religious dialogue.
Ali ja sam to pretpostavio i uvjerio sam se da ih izgleda, da su ih izgleda informirali sa vrha da se oni jednostavno klone i boje tih religioznih dijaloga.
So that nice monk said when we asked him, can we ask you a question? He said, no.
I taj fini monah, kad smo ga upitali, da li vam se možemo obratiti, da li vas možemo pitati nešto, je rekao, ne.
And yes, like that, it was real like you say. Really
baš kao što
like,
ti sada rekao.
It was really sure.
Vrlo kratko, jasno, ne.
And then he ran into the monastery.
I onda je pobjegao u manastir.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Then no communication is possible.
Nakon toga komunikacija nije više bila moguća.
If you are like that with Krishna, ne, and you run away, then also no, it's a simple communication law.
Ako ste vi poput ovoga monaha takvi sa Krišnom, onda također komunikacija neće biti moguća. Slično je sa gospodinom.
So this is not when Krishna says yeyatamam prapadyante, that's not that he places a condition on his mercy to the condition that so.
Dakle, upravo Krišna kaže, on ne postavlja nikakve uvjete na uvjetovanu dušu.
Second reason, Krishna always fulfills his promises. Like for instance, Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotee will never vanquish.
Kao što drugi razlog, Krišna uvijek ispunjava svoja obećanja, kao što je rečeno u ovom stihu, Name Bhakta Pranashati, moj bhakta nikada ne propada.
And third reason which Arjuna gives, is he the most reliable well-wisher.
I treći razlog koji Arjuna navodi je da je on, Krišna, osoba koji je dobronamjernik na kojeg se možemo najviše osloniti.
He wants to help you.
On nam želi pomoći.
And he is reliable.
I on je osoba na koju se možemo osloniti.
Will not be one day yes, the other day no, you know.
Neće biti jednog dana da, a drugog dana ne.
And the other reason why you should communicate with Krishna is because he is all powerful. He can really help. He cannot just, he doesn't just say yes, I want to help, but I can't help.
I još jedan razlog zašto mi trebamo komunicirati s Krišnom je što je on svemoćan, on zaista može sve učiniti. On nije poput onih koji kažu da ja želim učiniti, ali ne mogu, nažalost. On može pomoći.
So it is possible to communicate with Krishna.
Stoga moguće je komunicirati s Krišnom.
He wants that.
On to želi.
And if you become his devotee, you are entitled to this.
I ako postanete njegovi bhakte, vama to pripada.
Krishna will give you, will speak to you. You have to understand, it will not be like he speaks to you. Krishna Das, I am telling you, you know, like he talked, you know, like this from the movies, you know.
Krishna, ako postanete njegov bhakta i imate pravo na tu komunikaciju s njim, neće vam se obraćati na ovakav način. Krishna da ja ti se obraćam.
No, he talks to your intelligence.
Ne, on se obraća vašoj inteligenciji.
He says, I give them the intelligence.
On kaže u ovom stihu, ja im dajem inteligenciju.
What that means is, you will pray and then something will become very clear to you all of a sudden.
Šta to u stvari znači? Vi ćete uputiti molitve i nešto će vam se odjednom osvijestiti, postaće vrlo jasno.
I once asked a devotee, my god brother, like, how do you know that it is Krishna who talks to you, not your mind, please?
Jednom sam pitao svog brata po Bogu, kako znaš da ti se Krishna obraća, a ne tvoj um, za Boga?
And he said two things.
I on mi je rekao dvije stvari.
First thing is, it is often unexpected. Something which your mind cannot think even in its most creative phase.
Prva stvar je da je to često nešto neočekivano, nešto što naš um ne bi mogao stvoriti čak i u trenucima svojih najkreativnijih faza.
And the second is, it comes again and again and again and again and again.
I drugi razlog, to dolazi i opet, i opet, i opet, i opet, i opet.
Have you experienced something like that?
Jeste li iskusili nešto poput ovoga?
You know in your heart, this is what the Lord wants.
Kada vi znate u srcu, to je ono što gospodin želi.
And sometimes the Lord speaks them to devotees, through devotees.
I ponekad gospodin nam govori kroz bhakte.
God speaks through the mouths of his devotees, through the tongues of his devotees.
Bog nam se obraća kroz usta i preko jezika svojih bhakta.
But still to be very sure that it's not your mind, but it's really a divine inspiration which you have, you should definitely ask some good devotees or your guru, and also you should read the books, because it's guru, sadhu and shastra, they are in harmony with their messages.
Ali ipak, da biste zaista znali da vam se ipak obraća božansko biće, a ne vaš um, ipak je dobro takvu poruku provjeriti sa nekim naprednim baktom ili guruom. Znate, imamo guru, sadhu i šastra. To troje moraju biti u harmoniji.
I would like to introduce to you something which most probably you know, but maybe you don't practice it well enough. Krishna speaks through shastra.
Želio bih vam nešto predstaviti što najvjerovatnije već znate, ali možda ne prakticirate dovoljno dobro, a to je da Krišna priča preko spisa.
In the shastras we find the recorded words of God.
U šastrama mi imamo zabilježene stihove Boga.
And often the Lord, if you have a question, directs you to a part of the shastra where the answer is given.
I vrlo često, ako imamo neko pitanje, Bog nas upravo uputi na taj dio šastre ili spisa gdje se nalazi odgovor.
I remember once Shivaram Maharaj showed me a letter from which he had received from Govinda Maharaj.
Ja se sjećam, jednom je Shivaram Maharaj pokazao svoje pismo koje je primio od Govinda Maharaja.
And the question he had asked to our learned Maharaj was, how can you be directed in your spiritual life if your guru has left already?
I pitanje koje je postavio našeg učenog Maharaja je bilo, kako možemo biti vođeni u našem duhovnom životu ako je naš guru već napustio, recimo, ovaj svijet?
And one of the answers which is relevant to us here, where we talk about how Krishna communicates with us, was like this.
I jedan od odgovora koji je relevantan za danas nas ovdje, kada govorimo kako nam Krishna se obraća, je upravo bio poput ovoga.
He directs you, this was the answer, to a shastra, to a scripture, divine scripture, where you get guidance.
Odgovor je dakle sljedeći. Bog nas upućuje na šastru, na božanski spis, gdje ćemo dobiti uputu, vodstvo.
I would really like to recommend this practice to you.
Zaista bih želio da preporučim ovu praksu svima vama.
Read in a way that you want to have an answer, and this must be there, this desire, not I know it all or I do it because of this is what we do, I have to do, you know. No. Read because you with the active interest you want to have answers.
Dakle, čitajte, molim vas, sa pravim zaista interesom da dobijete odgovor na neko pitanje. Ne da čitate samo zato što nam je to rečeno, da bi trebali svaki dan čitati neko vrijeme ili da je to jednostavno naša svakodnevnica, nego zaista sa tom željom, žudnjom da dobijemo odgovore na svoja pitanja.
And answers will be given. This is a universal principle.
I odgovori će vam biti dani, to je univerzalni princip.
It's not just in our own little, you know, Hare Krishna movement the case.
To nije samo slučaj u našem malom Hare Krishna pokretu.
Goethe's mother, Goethe, German poet, said, when I have a question, I just open the Bible. You know, the Bible.
Njemački pjesnik kojeg je Maharaj pomenuo je rekao, kada ja imam pitanje, ja samo otvorim Bibliju.
And answers come.
I tamo odgovori dolaze.
My own mother taught me this when I was a child.
To me je moja majka naučila kad sam bio dijete.
Christian tradition.
Naravno, kršćanska je tradicija u pitanju.
This is a universal principle.
To je univerzalni princip.
Universal principles are principles which work everywhere.
Univerzalni principi su principi koji rade ili funkcioniraju svugdje.
They are not isolated principles.
Oni nisu izolirani principi.
Like the sun shines everywhere fire gives you warm, not just only in the Hare Krishna movement.
Kao što je sunce svugdje prisutno, kao što vatra uvijek daje toplotu, a ne samo u Hare Krishna pokretu.
The universal principle.
To su univerzalni principi.
So read the Bhagavatam.
Dakle, čitajte Bhagavatam.
And the Gita.
I Gitu.
With that motive.
Sa tim motivom.
And Lord will speak to you.
I Gospodin će vam se obratiti.
Sikuno.
Sigurno. For sure.
Now I come to my last point.
Sad dolazim do svoje zadnje poante.
Ratha Yatra in Novi Sad.
Ratha Yatra u Novom Sadu.
We are here in Serbia. This is foolish to say it like this. In Serbia, our movement is not always respected in the same way as it is respected in India.
Naš pokret nije uvijek jednako poštovan u ostalim dijelovima svijeta kao što je poštovan u Indiji.
But the Serbians like singing and dancing.
Ali u Srbiji, Srbijanci vole ples i pjevanje.
They are good people.
Oni su dobri ljudi.
Everyone is a good person. Sometimes a little everyone is also covered. This also is visible sometimes.
Svi su naravno ljudi, dobri ljudi, ali ponekad je tu i tamo neko prekriven.
Normalni.
Ponekad je tako neko prekriven, ali sve je to u redu.
But you need to communicate to them the bliss of Krishna consciousness properly.
Ali vi trebate da im komunicirate blaženstvo svjesnosti Krišne pravilno.
There are a few no-nos which you must absolutely avoid.
Postoji par zabrana ili ne.
Public obeisances is one of this no-no.
Koje morate apsolutno poštovati, znači odavati poštovanje na dole u javnosti apsolutno morate izbjeći.
Yesterday I preached to, I want to give an example to two nice people who had come from Novi Sad to look a little from the distance at the summer camp.
Dakle, jučer sam razgovarao sa dvoje divnih ljudi koji su došli iz Novog Sada i malo su tako sa distancije posmatrali naš ljetni kamp.
And I had just done whatever I could do to bridge the distance, the cultural difference.
I ja sam jednostavno učinio što god sam mogao da prebrodim, premostim tu distancu između nas, kulturološku distancu.
And they were ready to go into the hall and see the deities.
I oni su već bili spremni da uđu u ovu našu prostoriju hramsku i da vide božanstva.
At this moment the best of all devotees came.
I u tom trenutku najbolji od svih bhakta je došao.
And paid his obeisances.
I odao svoje poštovanje.
The people looked.
I ti ljudi su sa podozrenjem ovako gledali.
They said an epileptic attack.
I rekli su šta epileptični napad. Napad epilepsije.
I did not know what to say.
Nisam znao šta da im kažem.
If I would have explained the science of Panchanga pranam or Ashtanga pranam, you know.
Kada bih im pokušao objasniti Panchanga pranam ili Ashtanga pranam, to bi bilo jako teško za njih da shvate.
I said, well, no, he's all right because he got up and he smiled, you know.
Ne, ja sam im rekao, ne, ta osoba, on je okay, jer se podigao i smiješio se.
This is just a cultural speciality of the ancient Vedic tradition.
To je samo jednostavno kulturološka posebnost vedske tradicije.
Let's see the deities. Let's see the hall, you know, yoga hall.
Hajde da pogledate, molim vas, salu. Znači, izbjegao sam naše termine. Hajde da pogledamo salu za jogu.
And they very politely said, it's already late and we are here by motorbicycle and we cannot drive in the darkness, you know. And the next thing I heard from them was
I oni su vrlo ljubazno rekli, znate šta, mi smo na motorima i već je pred mrak, kasno je, mi bismo morali požuriti da stignemo, da ne vozimo po mraku. I sljedeću stvar koju sam vidio samo
Please don't pay obeisances in Novi Sad.
Dakle, molim vas, nemojte odavati poštovanje tako što ćete, znači, leći na zemlju, dodirivati glavom pod u Novom Sadu.
Do it in your mind.
To učinite u vašem umu.
Devotee means the mind.
Bhakta znači u umu.
The heart.
U srcu.
No. Dancing.
Plesanje.
Not like the Vikings.
Ne poput Vikinga.
In Germany we have devotees, you know, they I won't tell their names. In the midst of when it gets ecstatic, they go, this is two strong men, and they jump at each other with the chest and the bang.
U Njemačkoj imamo bakte koji navali zanosa u kirtanu. Neću im naravno pominjati imena. toliko su zaneseni da jedan drugom urade ono što urade ponekad sportisti kad daju gol, ono, pa se prsima dodirnu i odbiju jedan od drugog.
You can almost hear the ribs cracking.
Skoro da možete čuti da im ribs, da im rebra popucaju.
It is not necessary to dance like this in public.
Neće biti neophodno da tako u javnosti plešemo danas.
I can understand this. I also like wild dancing, but not in public.
Ja to mogu razumjeti. Ja također volim divlji ples, ali ne u javnosti.
We will have classical traditional Odissi dance for the people.
Imaćemo klasični tradicionalni Odisa.
And we will do the Swami step and you know normal dance.
Ples i naravno Swami step.
Heavy dance, you know.
Uobičajeni ples koji mi imamo, najjednostavniji mogući pokret.
And just in general, try to practice what the Lord has to practice all the time with us.
I
practice what he has to do all the time with us.
Pokušajte uraditi ono što Gospodin pokušava da radi sve vrijeme s nama.
Try to practice how can they understand?
Pokušajte da prakticirate to ili da vježbate na taj način kako, da razmišljate kako bi ti ljudi mogli pravilno nas razumjeti.
At the same time, don't get mental, you know, just dance and be joyful and be your good self, but if you are not sure, you know, you can look at the older devotees in our Serbian yatra, they know.
I jednostavno nemojte se također je na mentalnoj razini previše opustiti. Ako niste sigurni kako trebate da se ponašate, ugledajte se na starije bakte ovdje u Srbiji. Oni će dobro znati.
We have decided to do the Ratha Yatra this time not like we always do, where our main audience are the birds of Fruška Goranga.
Ovaj put smo odlučili da Ratha Yatru radimo ne kao svake prethodne godine, gdje je glavna publika za naše Ratha Yatre bila ptice, fruškogorske ptice.
We have consciously chosen Novi Sad because there are human beings, in this case Serbians.
Svjesno smo izabrali Novi Sad jer tamo se nalaze ljudska bića, u ovom slučaju Srbijanci.
And therefore we need to communicate to them in their language, in their cultural language.
I zbog toga trebamo sa njima komunicirati na njihovom jeziku, na njihovom kulturološkom jeziku.
Anyways, let's get back to the main point.
U svakom slučaju, hajde da se sad vratimo na glavnu poantu.
Krishna is an expert linguist.
Krishna je stručan jezikoslovac ili lingvista.
And the living entity can to a minute degree develop these qualities when the cloud of Maya goes away.
I živo biće do jednog manjeg nivoa može razviti te osobine kada oblak Maje koji ga prekriva bude uklonjen.
Please, Prabhu Maharaj, excuse me. I know sometimes when I want to explain something very clear, I don't know what it is. It must be from my karmic background. I become just so obnoxious. I'm very sorry.
Molim vas, Prabhu Sjaj Matiđi će me morati izvinuti. Kada nešto pokušavam da objasnim što je vrlo važno, jednostavno postanem preplavljen. I to vjerojatno dolazi iz moje karmi prošlosti. Ja se izvinjavam.
It's just, please, let us do a nice Ratha Yatra for the pleasure of the Lord who wants that the living entities are blessed.
Moja ponizna molba je samo, hajde molim vas da uradimo danas jako lijepu Ratha Yatru, da na taj način donesemo blagoslove Božje na sve te ustavljene duše.
And when they commit offenses because of our insensitivity, then we are not representing Prabhupada and this movement nicely.
I kada ljudi u javnosti čine uvrede zbog naše neosjetljivosti prema njihovom pogledu na nas, onda mi na taj način ne predstavljamo pravilno Prabhupada i lijepo.
So I will end here. I thank you very much. Do you have one or two questions?
Ovdje ću završiti. Hvala vam puno. Da li imate jedno ili dva pitanja?
Yes, one.
Eto, jedno pitanje.
Let me just scan.
Još jedno.
And here's another question.
I tu je treći.
There was one devotee, Nitai Daya Prabhu.
zaključiti.
Rekao si da Krishna ima neograničeno mnogo osobina.
You said that Krishna has unlimitedly many qualities.
A u šastrama je opisano 64 globusiča.
But in Shastra, as far as I remember, if I remember well, 64 of them were described.
No, objasni nešto, mislim.
Would you please kindly explain?
Please return the microphone. We cannot write down unlimited qualities. So Rupa Goswami has focused on 64.
Mi ne možemo zapisati neograničene osobine. Rupa Goswami se samo fokusirao na 64.
But in the scriptures you will find qualities which Rupa Goswami has not mentioned.
Ali u spisima možeš pronaći osobine koje Rupa Goswami nije pomenuo.
For instance, in the first canto there is a list of qualities which is given, which and all these qualities don't apparently appear in the 64 by Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
Na primjer, u prvom pjevanju ćeš naći spisak osobina Krišne među kojima postoje neke koje nisu u onih 64 osobine koje je Rupa Goswami opisao u Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu.
But they are included.
Ali su uključene.
I would like to give you an example.
Želio bih ti dati jedan primjer.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions 24 qualities of a devotee.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami pominje 24 odlike bhakte.
And then he, when we hear them, we sometimes get confused. My 24 qualities, how will I ever, you know, develop 24 qualities, and I will get blockiered, you know, I will be blocked. Do I have this quality, is this, and this, now this, this, this.
I kada mi razmišljamo 24 odlike, mi možemo da dođemo u stanje zbunjenosti. 24 odlike, pa kako ću ih razumjeti, imam ovu, imam onu. Jednostavno možemo u tom trenutku da blokiramo.
But it is said these qualities develop from this one quality of a devotee, that he is surrendered to Krishna.
Ali je tamo rečeno da sve te odlike dolaze iz jedne odlike bhakte, koja je da je on predan Krišni.
That's the main quality and the others come from this.
To je glavna odlika, a sve ostale proizilaze iz nje.
It also means surrender to Krishna and you will develop good qualities.
To drugim riječima znači predaj se Krišni i razvit ćeš sve dobre odlike.
This was an example.
To je bio primjer.
An example to show how qualities can be included in other qualities.
Primjer kako osobine ili odlike mogu biti uključene u druge odlike.
So Rupa Goswami to make things simple has given 64.
Dakle, pojednostavio stvari, Rupa Goswami je dao 64 odlike.
Then there is one Mataji we had, and then we have to end because of the day, then because some announcements need to be given.
Još jednu Mataji i onda ćemo morati završiti pošto još i neke obavijesti trebaju da se daju i dan da počne, radni dan da počne.
Hare Krishna. I wanted to ask you, Maharaj, is it that you mention that Dara, Akash, the same thing in yoga we say Hridaya, Akash, is it that the same space? And is it properly to do some practice before we, you know, enter the gates of this space? We have some techniques like breathing and extending this space, and somehow that space can be more, you know, sensitive, and then we can put feel Krishna in that space. Is it that the same space, and what Dara means? Thank you. I asked Maharaj in Okay. Pitala sam Maharadža, dugo sam u jogi i u jogi se dara akaš
nadiva. Dahara, it's called.
Dahara,
yes.
I'm sorry. Dahara akaš govori kao Hridaja akaš. Hridaja znači srce. I ja sam pitala da li je to isti prostor i u jogi se taj prostor vežba tako što se diše kroz njega. Tu postoji mnogo tehnika kako da se proširi prostor, kako da on postane više senzitivan i kako da se zapravo dođe do paramatme u tom prostoru, kako da mi počnemo da komuniciramo u tom prostoru s Krišnom. Hvala. Thank you.
Dahara akash means the inner sky.
Dahara akash znači unutarnje nebo.
This is a term used by Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur in the 11th canto.
To je izraz koji je upotrebio Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur u 11. pjevanju.
There are different other words for the sacred space. For instance, anta akash is another one.
Postoje različiti drugi izrazi za sveti prostor. Naprimjer, anta akash je još jedan takav.
Or, in one purport of Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he uses a more devotional term. He says the Hridaya Mandiri, the temple of the heart.
Ili u još jednom smislu Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakura, on upotrebljava još više devocijski izraz koji je Hridaya Mandir ili hram u srcu.
Again, because this is something which is there, like everyone has a soul, everyone has a spirit, an inner space, sacred space, it appears in other traditions also. For instance, the Christian mystic Teresa of Avila speaks of the interior castle.
Koncept da svi imamo dušu je prisutan u svim religijskim tradicijama. Tako da jedna kršćanska teologinja Teresa Avila govori da postoji unutrašnji dvorac.
And even Viktor Frankl, you know, a disciple of Freud, speaks from a psychological experience about this.
I čak i Viktor Frankl, učenik Freuda, govori sa psihološke razine o tome.
He says between the impulse and your reaction is a space.
On kaže između impulsa i vaše reakcije postoji prostor.
And those who are mature know to use this space. They don't just impulsively react to everything.
A oni koji su zreli znaju kako da upotrebe taj prostor. Oni ne reaguju samo impulsivno na sve.
These are all different approaches to the sacred space. Some are very deep and others stop before the ultimate depths.
To su sve različiti pristupi svetom prostoru. Neki su jako duboki, a neki se zaustave prije konačne dubine.
In contemporary yoga, where unfortunately the teachers have not learned the Sanskrit scriptures of yoga very well, they speak of the yoga zone in which you come.
U savremenoj jogi, gdje nažalost učitelji joge nisu naučili pravilno sanskrit, a ispise koji su relevantni, oni govore o takozvanoj yoga zoni.
Because unfortunately the yoga scene is so therefore there is not a very clear concept about this. So pranayam doesn't bring you into the sacred space alone. It brings you to a little peaceful state of mind, but that's not the sacred space.
Nažalost, jogička scena je jednostavno Maharaj.
Means
jogic skin is just too
wide. No, it's so wide and yeah. Not often well informed.
Jogička scena je toliko široka i nije često dobro informirana. I čak recimo ako govorimo o pranajami, ona nas neće dovesti do svetog prostora. Ona će nam samo dati malo mira u umu.
If you really have learned pranayam from a good teacher, you can come after 40 years of practice close to this experience.
Ako zaista naučite dobro pranajamu od zaista dobrog učitelja, nakon možda 40 godina postojanog iskustva ćete možda doći pred vrata tog svetog iskustva.
But what everyone can come to is peace of mind, and that's already nice.
Ali do čega će svi doći koji se time bave, to je mir uma i to je već jako lijepo sa pranajanom.
Sacred space, yes, well, this happens to be one of my study subjects, which I through which I want to preach to the wide public. I can only say I have developed a seminar in six, which is taught on six consecutive, you know, series about it, and I can't explain it now here.
Sveti prostor, da, to je studija koju ja izučavam i koju koristim u svom propovjedanju širokoj javnosti, širokim narodnim masama. To jednostavno je cannot read my points.
Cannot explain it here in detail.
Da, ja ovdje jednostavno tu teoriju sada ne mogu u detalje objasniti.
But to give you something so that you can practice to come in your sacred space, I request you to go to all the devotees and ask them about the process of Panchanga Bhakti.
Ali da bih ti barem malo pomogao da osvijestiš taj sveti prostor, zamolit ću te da priđeš svim baktama i da ih pitaš da ti pomognu, da ti objasneš šta je to Panchanga Bhakti.
And ask them really the questions, how does this work, you know?
I pita ih zaista to pitanje, kako to zaista funkcionira.
And they will explain to you from various scriptures and
i oni će ti to objasniti iz različitih spisa i dobit ćeš zadovoljstvo.
Sacred space, you maybe some of you had this when yesterday you had this Yamuna night, and some of you were dancing and when they did the Yamuna arati.
Sveti prostor je neko od vas možda doživio jučer kad smo imali večer posvećenu Yamuni, kad su baktine lijepo plesale, kad smo radili Yamuna arati.
Madayanti had organized this program in such a way that we would be pulled to the bank of the Yamuna.
Madayanti je organizirala taj program tako lijepo da smo mi jednostavno bili povučeni na obale rijeke Yamune.
And offered a Yamuna arati.
I ponudili Yamuna arati.
And did you see how the atmosphere was? It was very... We were somewhere else for a short time.
I jeste li primijetili kakva je bila atmosfera? Na neko kratko vrijeme smo bili sasvim negdje drugdje.
That was a beginner's experience of sacred space.
To je bilo početničko iskustvo svetog prostora.
Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Okay. And stay, Stani.
Molim vas, sjedite još malo.
I see Madhva Muni needs to just give us a few information so that the Ratha Yatra will work very nice. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sisi Goni Tai ki, Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.